With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello and welcome. It's our number three, hour three of our radio program. And we go to Pro Bouncy Ball. Why? I was interested in what Richard Jefferson had to say. He says LeBron James has not done enough to be among the Laker greats. You go thumbs up or thumbs down on that. What grade do you give LeBron with the Lakers? And does LeBron James have time to improve that grade, or is the grade locked in stone? We'll talk about that and more, including some of the more prominent injury news in the NFL. We'll get to it all right now in hour number three. Not making the cut. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, under the sheets. That's right. As we avoid striking a false note, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and ginormously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the drums inside your eardrums, providing marginal sports talk radio inside the audio device that you are listening to right now. We thank you for spending some time with us. Tell a friend. Say, hey, try the podcast if you're not awake. When only a few hardy souls are among the living, everyone else is in a Twilight Zone state right now. But for those of you awake, we thank you for listening to the live show and try the podcast. And don't forget, the fifth hour podcast, I was not here to promote it. Bad job by me, but we had Brent Musburger. You are looking live. The great Brent Musburger joined me on the fifth hour podcast, a quality conversation with one of my heroes when I was a little kid watching sports on TV, Brent Musburger, who's now retired, although he still has a gambling outfit in Vegas he's part of, but he's spending a lot of time in Montana. And Brent told me the story, and I won't give it away now, but I want you to download the podcast. He told me how he came up with the You Are Looking Live. And it's a wonderful tale that goes back to a different era, but you've got to hear how Musburger explained that it was wonderful. So our lead this hour comes from Pro Bouncy Ball. I understand it's August. The NBA does not have a soft launch until Halloween. And they really don't get going until Christmas. In fact, they announced the Christmas matchups for Pro Bouncy Ball. Am I going to sit here and break down the card of games on Christmas? No, I'm not. But just bear with us here. So we are going to where the story takes us. It's the motto, wherever the story takes us. And several of you knuckleheads tipped us off to comments that were made about, but not by, LeBron James. And you know, on this show, that is red meat in a lion's den. Some have been debating his status, because that's what people do when they have time to kill, his status in L.A. And I don't know if you heard this or not, maybe not. The latest on this, you might have missed it. So Richard Jefferson, remember him? Yeah, he's a talking head now. But Richard Jefferson, who played a long time in the NBA, recently revealed that he does not believe that LeBron James has done enough to be remembered as one of the Lakers' all-time greats. Now, during an appearance on something called the Road Trippin' Podcast, I have no idea what that is, Jefferson did not stagger. He did not bite his tongue. He said that LeBron James has not done enough as a Laker to be on that list. Close quote. So let us discuss very briefly here the question. Richard Jefferson saying that LeBron has not done enough to be among the all-time greats with the Lakers. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Well, that's two thumbs up, too. Two thumbs up from me. I've got orchestra, ears, and hourglass. And we will connect all of these random things together. And we're going to play Connect 3. And I'm not going to lose Connect 3. I will win. You will hear me win. And we'll also have Maller to the third degree coming up here in a little bit for ratings purposes. For ratings purposes. So, first of all, we give Richard Jefferson credit for this. He broke the jock code, the jockocracy code, Jefferson did. You're not supposed to besmirch any of your former teammates, any of the current players, but it really is somebody that you played with. There's a code there, right, that you're not supposed to do it. And Jefferson, who was along for the ride near the end of his career with the Cavaliers when they won the title in 2016. He played two seasons in the land with LeBron, and still he had the intestinal fortitude, Richard Jefferson, to point out the truth, the gospel. James has been the conductor of an orchestra performing a medley of mistakes. That orchestra, it's out of tune. There's no need to sugarcoat things. LeBron had ulterior motives when he went out to L.A. He wanted to enjoy those Hollywood nights, and has he ever? His net worth is through the roof since he came to L.A. He's got projects in the air everywhere, and he's put up some stats, mostly empty stats, on bad Laker teams. Lakers lost the luster under his watch. And really right now, among knowledgeable basketball fans, it's a laughingstock. It's a white-hot tire fire, burning toxins in the sky. That's the Lakers with LeBron, who's calling the shots there. He's the de facto GM. Now, secondly, what grade do you give LeBron with the Lakers, since Richard Jefferson said he is not up to snuff? Solid on the Mallory report card, solid D for defeat. Would be the Mallory report card. Now, we are being generous giving a D. It would have been easy to give an F, but I think we're being fair and balanced by going with a D. And in a league that allows 53% of its teams to reach the playoffs every year, 8 in the East, 8 in the West, the Lakers have failed to do so twice in the last 4 years with LeBron calling the shots. Heck, they had they added here recently the play-in, the Fugazi play-in tournament. So 66.6% of the league gets in the play-in tournament. This past season, the Lakers could not even qualify for that. So they weren't even in the top 66.6%. The Lakers made the playoffs one season and were knocked out in the first round. And then they have a pair of souvenir ears, a mouse ears, that they have there. Most bogus title in NBA history. It's covered in lice. And another one of those things where people that know basketball kind of ignore it, right? Without having to travel and playing at a resort there, a Disney resort in Florida, and getting 4 months. That's the big thing. 4 months of rest and recovery. That is the least impressive of any of the championships. Not even close. And it's been validated in the years that have taken place since that Fugazi championship there, that is a bootleg version. And the evidence is the fact that the Lakers have had, when they've had to play a full season with LeBron without 4 months off before the playoffs, the best they could do is a first-round elimination. They folded up like a cheap beach chair, crumpled mess. LeBron is he's running a China shop, which is appropriate. We know he loves that country, but filled with fragile merchandise, filled with it. Now, final thought. So does LeBron James have time to improve that letter grade? Since Richard Jefferson brought it up, and I'm shaking my head, no. And look no further than the hourglass. This sands of time sinking. LBJ is going into his age 38 season. He'll turn 38 late December. He's a seasonal employee at this point. LeBron has only played 60-plus games once in the last four seasons with the Lakers. He's guaranteed to miss about a month. If all goes well, he'll only miss a month. But it's going to be a big chunk of the season. The Lakers, even when they're healthy, are a lightweight. They have lost their footing, and they're in a big container of quicksand. And they don't even run L.A. anymore. Since LeBron took over, the Clippers are the team that's on the come, as they say in poker. Not the Lakers, the Clippers. The Clippers are the legit heavyweight contender. The gambling market says that. Loaded roster, richest owner in the NBA. And they've got Kawhi Leonard coming back from a year off. Second most successful franchise over the last decade in the entire NBA. In terms of wins and losses. Building the Taj Mahal of arenas there. In the hood, in Inglewood. It's all set up for the people's team. As much as Roberto and Coop play those little laugh track sound bites, they know deep down there that this is not looking good. This is not looking good at all. And while LeBron plays out the twilight of his career on a second-rate Laker team, there'll be that other team that has all grown up and is ready to take over. So you've got that. All right. Meanwhile, a couple of headlines is we turn the page over to the NFL. Zach Wilson. I'm not doing a Zach Wilson monologue. He's going to get his knee scoped. They'll figure out how long he's going to be out. But the Jets are not a contender. So this idea that this is going to just knock the Jets out of the flight path, well, they had no flight path. So how am I supposed to react to that? I mean, Zach Wilson, this is a year two where he really sucked last year mostly, so this is an opportunity to not blow. And that's really what this year is all about for the Jets. It's like show some signs of hope that you're not going to be a total zero, which many people have already tagged you as. And so that's the big thing for him. And as far as some of the other stories going around about, you know, Jonathan Taylor, you know, sitting out the entire preseason. I mean, I can't get worked up over that for the Colts because most of the star players don't play right. And so that's just the way it is. But I can get worked up for this.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
That is third degree time. And, hey, this is a big radio show, so we have big-time sponsors. And this edition of Maller to the Third Degree with the Coop Aloop and me, Ben, the Coop Da Loop, Justin Cooper.
Ben, over the weekend, Antonio Brown said, tell Jerry Jones to call me because the Cowboys have some depth issues at the wide receiver position. Ben, does AB ever play another down in the NFL?
How come Antonio Brown doesn't have access to Jerry Jones' number? He knows people. How come he just didn't send him a text? Listen. I'm going to set the odds on this at plus 9,000, which implies a 1% chance. Number one, a 1% chance. Antonio Brown is worse for you than drinking the water in Flint, Michigan a few years ago. I heard it's a little better now. But the high levels of toxicity, he became a cartoonish-like figure. Now, listen, Antonio Brown, for what I do, is great. The shenanigans, good talk radio. If I was running an NFL team, would I want to call Antonio Brown? Probably not. But I'm going to leave the door open saying there's a 1% chance that AB does play again, whether it's with the Cowboys or somebody else, simply because desperate times call for desperate measures. And I could see a Father Flanagan-like owner or coach saying, well, this guy was a Hall of Famer prior to X, Y, and Z, so let's give him a chance and see what he's got left and all that. And, of course, that's 1%. The other problem he's got is he's starting to age out. that you could make the argument when he was 32, 33, but now he's 34, he's going to be 35, and they're like, well, now that becomes an issue in addition to all the other stuff. All right, next!
So Nick Saban was talking to the media over the weekend. He said that he's not even thinking about retiring. He talked about, what would I do if I were retired?
Yeah.
But how many more years do you think Saban coaches?
So I think the thing with Saban here, Coop, is he cannot say he's going to retire. That's not allowed, because there's no farewell tour for Nick Saban. The Bama boosters will not allow that. Could you imagine if they say, oh, Nick Saban's going to retire, they got the coaching waiting 2 years from now. And we weaponized. That's why. They can't do it, because it'll be weaponized by every other team in the Southeastern Conference and every other major team in college football, Ohio State, USC, all the other teams. The recruiting wars will not allow him to have a farewell tour. I would be shocked if Alabama does that. And Nick Saban, if you do the math on this, he turned 71 on Halloween. He's in good health, knock on wood. The average lifespan for an American male is 76.1 years, give or take. He's got a lot of money, so he can probably live longer than that. But based on that, give him at the most another 3 years, and then that's it. All right, next!
So ESPN released a list of 12 notable NBA players that become free agents in 2023. Patrick Beverley wasn't on the list, and he took that as a slight.
That's right.
Ben, is he a notable player?
Well, of course, listen, Patrick Beverley, Coop, you might spit a loogie at him, but we know he takes everything as a slight. That's what makes him Patrick Beverley. He's got a chip on his shoulder. That's who he is. But Beverley is a bench badass who oozes with that glue guy charm. Nobody in the history of the NBA has celebrated a play-in championship quite like Patrick Beverley. That's a gift. It's part of his razzmatazz there. And he's a pest who thrives in that role for a good team. And he's got to, at least for now, sit in Salt Lake. I think he'll end up on a different team before the season really gets going and all that. The only bugaboo, much like with Antonio Brown, is the age. And Beverley is going to be 35 years old by then. And that's a long, long road to hoe. But is there a place for Beverley? Sure. Is he going to say, is he notable? Yeah, we've done monologues about Beverley. The guy's notable. People know who Patrick Beverley is. All right, there it is. Mallard of the third degree. How did we do?
I guess you passed this edition.
No, that's not a guess, Coop. It's a solid, solid pass. That's not just sneaking in with a C. It's a solid pass. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on. An NFL player you've heard of calling out a reporter. We'll explain what that's all about. Time now for the Maller Riddle. We haven't done that since last week. So here it is. Here's the Maller Riddle. By a long time since last week, long ago. We'll go to college football. Old Miss coach Lane Kiffin claims that he discovered his new punter at a blank. Old Miss coach Lane Kiffin claims he discovered his new punter at a blank. That is the Maller Riddle. The answer is next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app, then pick between 2 and 6 players to choose if they'll have more or less of a stat like rebounds, points, assists, and more. Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code Maller. The new customers play $5 and get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code Maller only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in pick six credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for pick six use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick six not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at picksix.draftkings.com/promos.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he's more than just the call screener. He's the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Right. For that amount of money, I'd get like a penis necklace tattooed on my neck.
And that amount of money was $5. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Maller Riddle. Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin recently said he discovered his new punter at a blank. That is the question. What is the answer? Donkey Sausage says a drunk tank. Black Steve II going with Bojangles at the fine fast food establishment. Rob in Minnesota says at a Nickelback concert. Stevie Meatballs in Florida is going with a roughing the long snapper convention. As his selection. Who else do we have? Page down. Bengal fan Brian says Zach Wilson's mom's house. That is the answer. Toilet cubicle, guessed by Ozzy Waz, the guy that got attacked by the kangaroo. Daniel in Ohio says it was at a Tupperware party. That must have been something. Who else we have? Ferg Dog. We know what he's doing when he travels. He says a men's bathroom in an airport. That is the answer to the Maller Riddle. Eddie, do you have an answer?
Yes. Okay. He met him at a chili cook-off.
A chili cook-off. A fine guess. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Lane Kiffin recently said that he found his new Ole Miss punter, Charlie Polak, was at a keg party. That's where he was discovered. So a keg party, that's where you go to find a punter. I guess the guy used to play football at Nevada, but he was at a Ole Miss keg party, and that's where the fun began. Let's go to the phones. The number one defender for Deshaun Watson, a guy that defends Deshaun Watson more than his family.
Number one.
Andre in the Commonwealth. Hello, Andre. Welcome.
What's going on, Ben? Listen, not a Deshaun Watson defender. I'm a defender of parity and, equality. So, equity, I think, is the word that I'll use,
That's a great word. That's a very hip word these days, equity.
You know what I mean? You have a precedent, and let's uphold that precedent.
That's right. But what do you do when somebody does something unprecedented? You change the precedent, right? I mean, there's no precedent. You don't have to worry about the precedent.
This is not unprecedented, and we have
We've never seen an NFL player who has been accused of messing around with this number of women and then agreed with the women by paying them off, by paying them hush money. This has never happened before. We've seen one or two or three, maybe four or five, but never the all 22 plus six, or actually plus eight.
This narrative as long as we want, but it doesn't establish anything in fact. An NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, is no admission of anything. So, again, this is the popular narrative.
I hate to touch up your work there, Andre, but the NFL itself is admitting that he did this because the Texans paid out money. Why would the Texans pay out money if nothing happened?
How billionaires decided to spend their money is their business.
That's not the answer to the question. Why would they do that if nothing untoward took place?
Again, Ben, why do these negotiation things that are going on behind the scenes? You were talking about Mark Cuban previously and his dealings.
That's a deflection. You're changing. I understand. I understand why you're doing it, because there's no good answer. So you're going to bring up Mark Cuban and all that. And I would, too, if I was you, because you can't answer the question because there is no answer other than the obvious answer, which you don't like.
Ben, the answer is right in front of me, and I have no problem admitting it. Okay, what parties decide in negotiation? Again, Ben, you get what you negotiate.
You're not
in the
dealing.
Real world.
See, the problem is you're not dealing with lawyers here. You're dealing with people that are not lawyers. And in the legal world, you're right, but in the real world, you're not. You understand the You understand the difference?
Ben,
the people that buy tickets to the NFL and people that watch the NFL don't live in a legal world. They live in the real world.
They live in the real world. And right now, all I'm trying to say, Ben, is we have two sides of this, which we're going to see. Now, you and I, we have a gentleman's wager, 55 joules, and I'm ready at a drop of a hat. You know, the Venmo is ready. What did I say? I said eight. What did Watson say? He said eight. Okay, and it's to be continued. Now, Ben, we're moving forward here. Roger Goodell is over here, and Roger Goodell knows he has a fight in his hands, by the way. And we'll get to the preseason game, which Deshaun Watson balled at. I know my time is
You had to be you had to be devastated, Andre, that he got booed. You were probably in a fetal position. Why would the fans boo him? I mean, he just fondled a bunch of women. What's wrong with that? Come on.
Ben, there was some booing, but he did well on the podium. You don't want to admit it because of what happened.
I thought he was great in the game. The 1 of 5 for 7 yards was very impressive.
Outstanding, Ben. But what we're going to have next is next Saturday. It's going to continue when he goes to Philadelphia. Excuse me. That game's going to be in Sunday at 1 o'clock. This is why the Cleveland Browns are playing him in the preseason, folks. We're changing. Not we. They. They're changing.
Did you just slip up? Did you just admit that you're on the payroll of the Cleveland Browns here?
There's a number of bills that are passed due, but that's neither here nor there.
So I got you.
But I'm not on the payroll with the Cleveland Browns. Point of fact is this, Ben. As I said, I said eight. I'm not moving from eight. Obviously, the NFL, they're going to push for more. But the fact of the matter is, we have a fight on our hands, and it comes down to
this. There's nothing to fight. Roger Goodell wants a season. He has the power to do it. He didn't want to do it himself, so he deputized somebody with a great legal resume when Watson gets suspended for the entire season, and Watson will then sue the NFL. The NFL will then win in court because they hired the former Attorney General of New Jersey. It's very simple what's going on here. It's rather obvious.
Yes, Ben. And again, I hope that's what happens, because we know that, and this is a little bit of, coming from New England, if and when they do sue the NFL, Deshaun Watson is going to be playing week one. And that's another reason why.
Well, no, he's already gotten the minimum is the six games. So he's not playing week one. As much as you want him to play, he's not going to play.
But if we extend it to your point, Ben, you just said if Roger Goodell you know, and this is why Roger Goodell is not, in my opinion, but if he has the junction, if he has the if he does drop the hammer and say a season, and of course Deshaun Watson and NFLPA are going to sue the league, then there will then while that's in limbo, back to Tom Brady and his previous deflate game, Deshaun Watson will be able to.
We're going to sue. I go, but thank you, Andre. And I hope he's got his Watson jersey on when he makes these phone calls here. This is wild.
Wants to die on that hill, huh?
Yeah. He's going to go down with Watson, man. He'd like to give him that little rub and tug action, huh?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Now, you had mentioned some pro bouncy ball there.
Yes, very exciting, Eddie. A little hot, LeBron James talk.
Yeah, and you also mentioned that the NBA's Christmas Day schedule is out. We've got Celtics hosting the Bucks, Sixers at the Knicks, Nuggets at home against the Suns, Lakers at the Mavericks, and Warriors hosting the Grizzlies. And you mentioned Christmas Day is kind of like the unofficial launch day.
Yeah, that's the big day.
NBA schedule. One problem, though, for the NBA on Christmas Day.
What's that, Eddie?
The NFL has three games on Christmas Day. Packers at Dolphins. Rams host the Broncos. Maybe Coop will be out at SoFi Stadium for that one. Buccaneers at the Cardinals.
Wait. Rams are hosting a game on Christmas Day?
Yes, they are.
You think I'd be able to attend that game, possibly?
That's possible.
Rams-Broncos that day?
Yeah. So guess what that means?
I might have to go to that game. I'm Jewish. I can get out of it. My wife's not, but I can get out of it, Eddie.
So that means no one's watching any of these
Racist.
NBA games.
Yeah.
So long, NBA launch on Christmas Day, because
that'll be
with three NFL games, everyone's going to be watching the NFL.
Then the ratings will come out. People say, what's wrong with the NBA? And then they'll spin it and say, it's not this, it's not that. And, okay.
I'd like to try to go to that game, but I feel like football games are a fortune now.
Yeah. Will that be a cheap ticket because people don't want to go because it's Christmas?
I was wondering, but
I think they'll still go.
Yeah. I think so.
It'll be like a Christmas present for people.
Yeah, a lot of people are off.
And SoFi is,
bougie.
Yeah.
It's pricey.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, Eddie's a baller, so he can go. Hang out there. All right, here's the Ben Maller Show as we press on. Let's say hello to the lovely and talented Tammy in Montana. Hello, Tammy.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Montana. Hey, so Eddie spoke of increasing the Maller Militia. Well, I just say have fun and make some babies, and I wanted to say congrats to Anthony and Lauren on Baby River.
Anthony in Anaheim, who is the Antonio Cromartie of the show. This guy, you talk about producing children. This man's a gift to growing the show. It's Anthony in Anaheim. Amazing.
Yeah. Yes, his sperm work very well, so he's added a couple members. So to support Holler and James, Ben, what about those twins? They're 2.5 back. Buxton for MVP. Well,
Tammy, would you like to talk to Holler and James? You would make his dreams come true if you want to talk to him.
I can make giggity, 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 giggity.
You do not want to talk to him. Oh, my God. James, she does not want to talk to you, Holler and James. Holy cannoli. Hey.
I have tried calling him numerous times, so I will call him again.
Well, he's on
tomorrow.
Hold right now. I'm telling you, he's waiting on hold. He's probably sleeping anyway, Tammy.
Probably. That's why I was, he was sleeping earlier. But I wanted to get out that, Eddie, I think you should try pickles again because Sonic has pickle juice slushes, and I actually even saw pickle cotton candy and pickle de gallo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he needs to try pickles again.
Eddie, how much would it cost? We could make this as part of the bit when we do the appearance. Like, how much for Eddie to eat like, or drink pickle juice?
Do you want to spoil what could be a wonderful event?
Well, you make some money, Eddie.
I don't need the money.
Making any money. We're not getting paid to do this.
No,
we're just kind of hanging out.
I don't need the money. I'm good. If you
would do ranch, Ben, I bet you Eddie would do pickles.
$5,000, I'll eat ranch dressing.
Oh, my God.
That's it. $5,000, I'll drink ranch dressing.
All right, I'll work on a GoFundMe. My last comment would be, I wonder if Andre is a Watson masseuse.
Well, he wants to be if he's not. He wants to be. He's got a fat head of Deshaun Watson on his wall right there. And, yeah. Anyway, all right, well, thank you.
I think
you.
It's on the ceiling.
Well, maybe it is. I don't know. All right, thank you, Tammy. Yeah, there she goes.
Thanks, Ben.
Lovely Tammy in Montana. Hollering James, she did not want to talk to you, James. How do you feel about that?
She dissed me. Oh, my God, I'm brokenhearted.
Uh-oh. It's okay, James. It's all right. She thought you would be sleeping, and you're awake, and now you're going to be very upset.
My phone died, and I had to recharge it. New phone. Now I'm on the Obama phone instead of the insurance wireless phone, and I'm upset because I'm waking up the whole house.
Well, don't do that. No, don't wait. Be quiet. Use your inside voice, James. You've got to use your inside voice. Tammy's very busy. She probably wants to call you more privately so you two can flirt a little bit in private.
That'd be nice. That settles me down. Thank you, Ben, for consoling me.
Yeah. Well, I'm here for you. Listen, Tammy's a lovely friend. How great is Tammy in Montana? Is she not wonderful?
She's beautiful. She's wonderful. She's everything I've ever dreamed of. If I had any kind of dream, when are you going to make a trip to Minnesota so she can get on the Mueller Militia and come see me?
James, I was right next door in Wisconsin, and all your neighbors were like, oh, yeah, we love you. We listen on the K-Fan all the time. We want to come hang out. And not one of you showed up. Not one of you people showed up.
I'll show up. I'll meet you.
I was already there back in May. Nobody showed up.
I'll show you my Cooperstown Twins sweatshirt that Jack Hagerty got me and Megan Hagerty got me, a married husband. And then I'll show you my Twins hat that I just bought, 7 3/4, the size fits me very nicely and tightly. And Ben, I'll tell you this, I'm proud of my Minnesota Twins.
Okay, all right. I got to go. All right. Thank you. I must hang up on you. Say hello to Angry Bill, who's next, somewhere in the greater...
take that in your pooper and pop it.
Jacksonville area. Hello, Angry Bill.
How you doing, guys? Ben, this thing with Tatis has gone back, way back to Rodriguez with the Yankees. The Yankees were one of the first teams that didn't bother to stand up and put up a front with Rodriguez and take him to court and not pay him his huge contract for the stats he accumulated with the Texas Rangers. Why a major league team hasn't done this in the past or even now is beyond me. Okay? The stats that they got, and they got the money for the stats, was done on a fraud. Okay? With taking
it's a great question. I don't know the legal answer. If a team... The union would likely not allow a player to sign a contract that has the language in there where they would lose their money if they test positive for PEDs. That's likely why, if you put that in there, they won't sign the contract.
Okay, but if they took them to court back in the day or even now, and they lose in court, so they got to pay them their contract anyway. Some team has got to stand up. And these people that run these major league teams or basketball teams are complete idiots. They got to have the balls one time to stand up and say, okay, we're fighting this. We're paying this guy $300 million for stats, for being on steroids and building up his stats. Somebody's got to fight it for one time. And they should have, the Yankees didn't do it back when Rodriguez did it. Okay? So, don't go ahead and do it. Don't find out what would happen. And God forbid they defraud you out of money for the stats you did on steroids. They got to fight it.
Yeah. Well, then they'll claim, these steroid tests, sometimes there's a false positive and all that stuff.
Then they pay them anyway. So what? Yeah. They're paying them now anyway. They got to have some balls once in a while.
They don't have any balls. The only balls they have are on the field. The only balls they have are on the field. That's the only balls they have.
I know.
I got you. All right. Enjoy your Yankees. They're playing great right now.
Well, wait a minute, Ben. Wait a minute. One more thing. I know you don't like that one more thing. Who would have called you up at the All-Star break when the Yankees were on pace to win the most games in a major league season and doing what they were doing and telling you they were going to fall apart?
Are you fishing for a compliment?
Is that what you're
fishing?
Like
you're a fisherman. You're a fisherman fishing for a compliment is what you're doing.
No fishing.
Every year, Angry Bill, every year, you've been calling me
for
Angry Bill.
Like hollering James and all that stuff.
Yeah, listen. All right, I'm done with you. Listen. Every year you call me up. The Yankees have a good record. They're going to suck. They're going to blow. Every year it's the same thing. Finally, you were right. Congratulations. The Insta advice line for the steroid cheat, Fernando Tatis. We'll get to that. We will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
For better or worse, the Ben Maller Show is not general issue sports talk. The Maller Militia is all-inclusive, welcoming everyone from the country club to the trailer park. Facebook is a fun zone for all of us. You can chat with other P1s. It's free and easy. Just like our page, go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
And away we go. It's the Insta Advice Line Unscreened Radio. The safety net is off. It's pretty easy this week. Who needs our advice? The star of the pod squad, Fernando Tatis Jr., busted over the weekend. It was announced, steroids, he gone for 80 games and a lifetime of taint, as he has cooties now, Fernando Tatis Jr. So advice to the Padre star, Fernando Tatis. We'll go to the phones at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Hello, you are on the air. Your advice to Fernando Tatis.
Hey, Padres, I hear Eddie Garcia is a free agent. Why not replace one cheater for another?
There you go. That's great advice by Ferg Dog. Line three, give that man a golden ticket. Hello, line three. You're on the air, line three.
Coño, it's easy. Stop being a pendejo, man.
All right. Thank you for that. Line four. Hello. Hello, line four. You're on the air. Go.
Is there anything less shocking in the world than Tammy Montana loves the pickle?
Wow. Supermarket Steve there. How dare you? I don't know what you're talking about. Line five. Hello, line five. You're on the air. Advice to Fernando Tatis Jr. These are unscreened phone calls.
Careful there, son. Them steroids will make your boys shrivel up, man. Praise the Lord for small testicles.
All right. Thank you for that, sir. We know what you're into when you're surfing the internet.
I love our balls.
Line six. Hello, line six. Line six not paying attention. We'll go to you next at 877-99 on Fox. It's the instant advice line for Fernando Tatis. Hello, you're on the air. Go.
My girlfriend can't wrestle, but you see her box.
He's back. The box guy's back. Hello, line. Go to line four. You're on the air, line four. Go.
Oh, Bucky Kamal, and even I'm calling plays for the Patriots.
All right, he's no longer out of material. Hello, line five. You're on the airline five. Go.
Enjoy your time off and get a massage or 24.
There you go, or 30 or whatever. All right, we'll do one more. Only one more. If it's good, I'll take credit. If not, I'll blame the Koopa Loop. Pick the final call, Koopa Loop, for Fernando Tatis Jr. on the advice line.
Line six.
Line six. You're on the airline six. Go. No! He's not paying attention, line six! Line six, bad job by you, line six!
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.